Hello, everyone. Welcome to WD Carousel, a podcast. My name's Ian.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Laurel.
And this is an interesting one because it's very relevant to right now.
Yeah, we always try and match up our topics as accurately as we can to the different events going on, different seasons, as accurately as we can. Yeah. And this is very topical. This literally happened this week.
Yep. It's early November, so that means it's Christmas.
As far as Disney's concerned, yes, it is. So what we're going to be discussing today is Disney getting the parks ready for Christmas, but specifically how they change everything over so fast.
Yeah.
Since they spend almost 3 months in Halloween time. I mean, it starts in August, September, October. Since they've been pushing it out more and more and more, it's like Halloween's become a bigger thing. But literally overnight on October 31st, as soon as they kick people out, it changes from Halloween to Christmas.
In the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
And the transformation is ridiculous.
Exactly.
It's exhaustive. It's just like so much stuff.
And it seriously makes you believe that there's magic, because how else can they get all of this done within it's like a 6-7 hour time frame by the time they get everybody pushed out?
Nutty. And it's all thanks to their holiday services team, because there is a warehouse that is 54,000 square feet that all they do all year long is work on all the decorations that are going to go in all of the parks, the resorts, because you can't forget about how many resorts there are that also get decorated for the holidays, and all the Disney cruise ships.
All from the one department?
All from one warehouse.
It's like, what do you do? I work for holiday services. It's such a wild...
I am the official ribbon bow maker for holiday services.
Just want to work on all the garland.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Well, and we know, if anybody's seen the pictures of Magic Kingdom, we know how crazy they go for decorations. So taking down Halloween, they have to take down all of the pumpkins on Main Street.
Huge pumpkins that weigh tons.
They have to take down all the scarecrows. They have to take down everything.
All the bunting and fall leaves and the wreaths. Mm-hmm. Everything.
And the flowers out in the front next to the railroad. I mean, they make this place packed for Halloween, and then imagine them taking it all down and then turning it into Christmas. Now, I know that there's lots of like planning ahead of time, and they move down this... How big is the tree? Like 4 stories tall or something like that?
At least, yeah.
And I know they like bring it from the warehouse and move it into place like
a week
ahead of time.
They have a police escort.
Because it's so wide and so big.
Yeah. And they have to get it through all those intersections, get it through traffic.
Take it down the highway.
They have to block off everything overnight to get these trees. And there's 9 of them that they're moving at the same time.
Mm-hmm. My God.
So all the icon trees and all the parks.
Yeah.
There's 9 of them overall that are being moved at that time. So there's a huge one in Wilderness Lodge if you've been there during the holidays. Mm-hmm. There's the Animal Kingdom.
Now,
there's
I think
Epcot.
That some of the resort ones take a little bit longer to get set up. But the Magic Kingdom is the big kaboom that happens. And
holiday kaboom.
I'm just talking about the big caravan of escorts that have to happen.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we've got 9 icon trees, and those are the big kind
those
of
are
like
the huge ones that
temporary
come in.
Weenies for each park or each big area, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you said it was 29 trees in the lobbies.
If you think about how many different resorts there are and the different sizes of trees. So Animal Kingdom Lodge has a huge tree. Mm-hmm. Wilderness Lodge has a huge tree. Grand Floridian has a huge tree. But they also have other trees on top of that.
Yep.
Well, maybe not on top, but in addition to.
Right. So in addition to trees, we've got the parks being covered in poinsettias, ivy, traditional holiday greenery, other kind of plants and plant matter. 2019, it was over 119,000 poinsettias, which is like you have to wonder, do they have a greenhouse dedicated to this?
They have to.
They do. Like
do they? Okay.
They have to. Amount of greenery and plants. Because these are all live plants, too. This isn't backstock where they're like, yeah, we're just going to dust off these artificial flowers.
No, they're real. And they're also working on the new holiday topiaries that go throughout the park. They're also, and they, again, that area in the front of the train station, they have to change that from the Halloween colors to the Christmas colors overnight. They literally take out
plants, that whole plant bed.
Take out that whole bed. They drill new holes for the new plants in the design that they've come up with, and then they plant them and irrigate them overnight.
Now, they don't do everything overnight. They do take down all of the Halloween. So Halloween's completely wiped out.
Sure.
And so they might be a little bit slower on getting some of the smaller details up for Christmas that you might see in a couple days, but they get the big ones out. Because you can't imagine them having like this dirt patch front of the railroad. You would,
I mean, those are the things where they have to do
photograph places in the world.
They have to like find a way to like, we can't leave this like this.
Yeah,
that's so wild. So they've got, and that's the other thing that weirds me out too, and I know that there's like, Disney is full of lights, like it's a very well-lit area at night, but imagine like, kind of having to do that in the dark. Like, it's nighttime, and you're trying to do that at like, a nighttime situation.
And you're just, it's odd. I'm also thinking of like, specifically with like, the horticulture stuff.
Yeah.
Like, disturbing the animals that are in the plant.
Right. Excuse me, grasshoppers, you need to go.
Snakes.
Sorry. Yeah.
Bunnies. Ducks.
Like,
Is Walt Disney World and not Disneyland, you don't have to worry about the cats.
That's
no
true.
Cats. Yep. No cats.
There are cats in Walt Disneyland.
I've seen.
Yes.
But the nice thing is, like we said, this is the only park in Orlando that has the immediate changeover. So since Animal Kingdom was not celebrating Halloween in the same sense as other parks were, they started moving up some of the other decorations as well. So things like, what are the
lanterns?
Yep, and then
the stores.
Swag off of the posts and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the garlands.
Okay. Totally technical with us.
Yeah.
But you saw that prior to Halloween.
Okay.
Going up, I think, like, just the week ahead of time. So it wasn't too, you know, Christmas, but they got a little bit of a head start because they weren't going to be doing too much.
Right. And today I was watching videos of the gingerbread house going up at the Grand Floridian.
Oh.
So that's a thing that's gone back, I think, 16 years now, 16, maybe more now. But they start baking these gingerbread houses in June. They start making the dough in June, then they start baking in August to make all of these structures, because you have the grand gingerbread house at Grand Floridian. It's the height of, it's so like,
there's
realistic,
it's
you can walk in and there's a store in it and you can buy little
shingles
and stuff. But also, around the other resorts, there's a carousel.
Yeah, I think that's what, Yachtin Beach or something like that?
Okay.
At Boardwalk, there's literally a miniature of the boardwalk.
Oh, jeez.
So they're doing all of this chocolate and gingerbread work for months ahead of time.
Yeah, that, and there's other chocolate work that goes out, too, for the smaller things.
Yep.
But there are so many teams that are all hands on deck during this entire situation.
Right.
They would have to have dedicated teams just for, you're the Grand Floridian, gingerbread house, shingle makers for the next 6 months.
Like this, this kitchen is, what a weird, like, project management job that would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, all right, so the project is to build a gingerbread house, and you're like, okay, so we have to, like,
how many shingles do we need?
Architectural aspect and get that built out, and then they actually have to plan out, like, the build time for the baking. Like, it's just such a wild concept.
And the structure is what was completed today, so they have the base that they're going to start sugar gluing all of the gingerbread onto, because since it's two stories tall, they can't
like a
just
wood
make
frame
it
under
yeah,
it.
They can't make it purely out of gingerbread.
Right.
That would be a little
not with that attitude.
Not with that many people coming by.
You also have to think about the holiday parades, the stage shows.
Oh,
all of those have to start rehearsal and casting
so early. Yeah.
And then they have on the same night, but a night a couple days beforehand, they do like the walk down, like the actual live stage rehearsals,
okay,
going down through the park with all the cast members correcting things, making changes.
Yeah.
It's wild, like, all the departments that are at Disney work on Christmas.
Yeah.
And we know the Epcot changeover for Christmas is ridiculous as well, because that's when they start to bring out the Festival of the Holidays.
Right, right.
Now, the Festival of the Holidays has a little bit more time before that picks up.
Yeah, it doesn't start until November 18th.
Yeah, it's not immediately right after Halloween, but that's an immediate changeover too from the Food and Wine Festival.
Right,
over.
And they have to shut that down like overnight.
And then they have all of their different cultural representations, the decorations, the actors, all of that just appear out of nowhere.
I have never been there when the Festival of the Holidays was running.
I'm hoping this year that they bring back more of the, because they had some of the live characters and actors to tell the stories last year, but it was gone for COVID. So by the time that you get there, I'm hoping that everything will be back.
I don't think it's going to be running. I don't think it's going to be running when I'm there.
No, you're going to be going early next
January,
year.
Right?
It'll be January. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite part of the Epcot holidays, besides just being gorgeous, is all the little people, actors who are in each country telling the story of Christmas from that country.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember doing Italy, and it's a very different story. And it's things that you just don't really think about. Being American, you're so American-centric. All the movies are made about Santa Claus.
Right.
And so when you go to these different areas and you hear the stories, you're like, oh, that's really actually interesting. And it's something I didn't know.
Right.
It's entertaining for kids, but it's also entertaining and educational for adults. I always love
that. But they don't include Krampusnacht.
Shockingly, they don't include the monster that eats children.
Fist-shaking. It's a missed opportunity, Germany. You know that we are not a friendly culture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and another thing, too, that I've always enjoyed, because actually, now that I think about this, the last time I went with my family was in November of 19.
Mm.
So some stuff was running at that point. So we did see the actors, the performers in Animal Kingdom, and they had the walking puppets.
Yeah,
those were so cool.
I love those.
I remember you sending me pictures of those.
Those were really cool. The other one was the projections that they've got across the different things. So I remember seeing like Tower of Terror and
the Muppets.
Yeah, isn't that Jingle Ball? Jingle Bam!
Jingle Bam!
Well, that's on the Chinese theater. But there's projections that rotate on the Tower of Terror.
The Tree of Life had them too. That was kind of a neat thing. And I liked all the visuals. This is like a weird hot take that no one asked for, but I'm gonna give it anyway. When I was there in like early November in 19, they had already started the Christmas music loop. And I hated that.
See, I'm here for it. Yes. Once I go next week, a week and a half, it is Christmas time. I don't care.
I love Christmas music, but I'm like weirdly picky about when.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, like pre Thanksgiving, in that weird zone between Halloween and Thanksgiving is not a vibe for me. I don't know why.
I think my problem is that I could not give to, you know, what's about Thanksgiving.
Same.
So right. I'm just fair. Like, Thanksgiving is just pre-Christmas.
Yeah. I get it. But that timeline
is important
to me specifically.
Yeah.
I also love when the Jungle Cruise becomes the Jingle Cruise.
Oh my god, that overlay is the best.
It's so good. I love their little hats. And also, I go on the Jungle Cruise so much. It's just fun to like hear different jokes and what they can come up with.
It's like a different show experience,
which they don't do in Disneyland.
They don't.
Nope.
They don't rename it at all.
Nope. It is the same Jungle Cruise in Disneyland. But what Disneyland does do is the Haunted Mansion overlay and the Small World overlay.
Right.
And let me tell you, they've been working on this Haunted Mansion overlay since the middle of... Well, probably working on it longer than that, but they started actually bringing it into the Haunted Mansion since, like, the middle of August.
It's that cash cow that can be Halloween or Christmas, so it can just take over
half of a year. Yes,
and that makes sense from their perspective that they can put that kind of money and time into it because because mm-hmm. it's something that's going to have a lot of staying power for a while mm-hmm. in terms of the year.
And that's when you first get to see gingerbread on a Disney property, because they have the gingerbread house in the middle of the ballroom.
And they make a different one every year, every so it's always year. Different.
That's so wild.
I will say, to harken back to when we were talking about projections.
Sorry.
No, I took that off the rails.
It's all good.
But,
and I blame you.
God dang it, Laurel. I don't like the projections on the castle because I miss the
give me the lights.
Beautiful lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me the icicle lights.
So mm-hmm.
I do love those. Those were great.
I just felt like it looked so cheap on the castle. Like on Tower of Terror, it makes sense because it's so high and you can see like moving things. It's really cool. And on the Tree of Life, you're not lighting up that thing.
Right.
So like, yeah, that makes sense. But like the castle was just so classically elegant. With those icicle lights, and
it
then
really
it's like,
was.
Here, it's now it's wrapping paper.
Yeah,
and in a few minutes it'll be an ornament. Like, right. I'm like, I don't care.
It was
about
so
this.
It was so magical. Like the icicle lights, it felt like there's that sparkly aspect to it that's mm-hmm. just hard to.
And this was a recent change that happened during COVID too. Yeah. So pre-COVID, we still got our icicle lights.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then when they decided to open up and do their. We're testing out the waters half-hearted Christmas thing.
Yep.
Then they had the four different projections that mm-hmm. would change. And then eventually that led into a whole projection show. But I am 100% with you that give me back those icicle lights.
Yeah.
That's what is Christmas to me.
I get that it's less work to do the projections, but it's obviously less work to do the projections.
Right,
I'm paying
you
enough money that you can put some icicle lights on the castle. Right.
But the icicle lights still exist in California and Disneyland, which they do take their time changing over the turret caps to make them snowy and icicle-y. It's not, like we said before, it's not an immediate overnight change that happens
there. I thought it was.
I know that the...
They do all the prep work.
I know that they get rid of all the pumpkins in one night, but the castle changeover can take 2 or 3 days.
Okay, because I saw a video where it was one night.
Oh.
But...
I have a picture of me going a couple years back where it was like half done. When I was in the park.
But yeah, either way, it's a lot. Like, they actually, it's not just like they put snow on what's existing. They put... a whole new roof over the roof. Mm-hmm. So they crane those in. There's like four cranes at a time, like putting caps on and doing all kinds of stuff.
And with how small their Fantasyland is, it's not like Magic Kingdom where they can just leave the crane off to the side. And, I mean, we'll notice it, but no, this would take up their entire Fantasyland area. Okay. So they have to redrive it out.
Right. Now you get that thing done and get it out of there. Interesting.
And then, like I said, honestly, this overlay is my favorite of the small worlds. I went on it 3 times the first time that I went down there during the Christmas season.
I just love, there's something about the California small world that's just better than the Disney World one.
It's longer. They have the characters.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Honestly, the Christmas overlay is so ridiculous that you can't even multiple ride through see everything.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I am kind of...
They change the music.
Oh, that's fun. I am over Small World in Florida. Like, unless someone is like, I have to go, I'm like, I will just skip it. I don't need to go.
I do enjoy It's a Small World. Yeah. I love Mary Blair's art style. Yeah. And it's just all over that place.
Classic.
I love it. But I totally get people who are tired of it. Mm-hmm. I totally understand that. If that's not your aesthetic, it's just kind of like, okay, it's a bunch of dolls.
Yeah. It's something I appreciate. It's like, I appreciate her art.
Yeah.
But I just, like, in terms of the ride, like, I just don't...
I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Peter Pan.
Like,
it's cool. I'm not waiting in that line.
Well,
I don't care if I don't get on. God, it's not a big deal.
I'd rather do the Peter Pan also in Disneyland, too.
Is there more to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I don't think I went on it.
It feels like you get more out of it.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
And the wait is not as long as Magic Kingdom.
Really?
I don't know what the ridiculous is in Magic Kingdom, but Disneyland is not anywhere near as bad.
Okay.
Disneyland has my favorite dark ride, which is Alice in Wonderland. That is
it's a great
ride. I love it.
Either way.
Anyways, back to Christmas.
They also have their own specialty Christmas parades in Disneyland, which, I mean, they do in Magic Kingdom too, but it hits different to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I love Once Upon a Christmas Time. Mm-hmm. I love the song. I love the toy soldiers.
Yes. And toy soldiers you can find in both, but yeah, the Disneyland parade hits different.
Hmm.
And eventually, you will go, Ian, to Disneyland.
Yeah, I'll get there. I'll get there at some point.
It will happen. I believe in it.
I've been twice, and I really like it, but it's hard for me to choose it over Disney World. And I don't know if that's just like that's what I grew up with, but there's just more to do in Disney World, I think, is my problem. But I do want to go to Avengers Campus very badly.
I have a friend who I'm not going to name because I don't want to call her out right now. But
does she listen to the podcast?
She, I don't know. Probably not.
Oh, okay.
she is a playwright, master student in LA or UCLA. I don't remember what campus. But a couple of times we've talked about it because I could... Then it would be like for me... Because like you said, like it's one of those things where it's like... If I'm going to do a trip, I don't know that I want it to be my whole trip, especially because you get all the way out there, do the thing. So having like a separate
reason to go.
Yeah. Another reason to be in California besides is kind of what I was for thinking. Sure. But yeah, that's my own. Just kind of figuring out my plan to get there at some point. But yeah, anyway.
I totally understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Christmas at Disney World or any Disney park, I'm sure. But Disney World for me is my favorite place to be at the holidays. I love to go there in the holidays so much. I was mad that I didn't go last year, and I'm very excited that I'm going this year.
Yeah.
Even if it's a little early, I'm going to miss Epcot's Christmas.
It's but, okay. You know. They already have all of the Christmas merch out at the Emporium for you, so you'll
be fine. It's good. I'm going to a Christmas party. I've already...
And they're doing a full Christmas party this year, too,
doing
right?
Doing a full Christmas party.
They're bringing it back, not the half.
Yep. It's a full Christmas party, and they've... Got cookies. Some really cool looking treats. There's this cranberry chocolate tart I'm going to devour.
I expect
going to smash it.
It looks so good.
Very cool.
But yeah, I love the Christmas party. I love the Snoop on Main Street. I love the parade.
Snoop.
I'm just like, yes. So I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff.
I will say I was looking at the dessert options, and they are bringing back the Uncle Orville bathtub again. That was a fail in Tomorrowland, but they're doing Lock, Shock, and Barrel in it, which makes total sense because it's Nightmare Before
vanilla.
Christmas in their bathtub.
Yeah, they do ride around the bathtub.
Oh, all right.
Makes me happy.
It's very cute. I wish it wasn't all vanilla.
True.
It was like vanilla cake with vanilla ice cream. I'm like,
oh, that's kind of boring.
Kids
with
would
coloring.
Love it.
With coloring.
My niece and nephew would love it.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, there looks like a lot of delicious treats. And I also love how they do that with the World Kitchens at Epcot.
Yeah.
With the parties at Magic Kingdom. They always come up with new inventive ideas through the kitchen.
Yeah.
Heck, even last year in Hollywood Studios, they did Life Day a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So
they have Life Day merch.
Yeah,
already.
They still do.
Nice.
But every park celebrates in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
I love it.
That has been our overview of the quick changes that happen. It's just, it's crazy how quickly things move over. I do know that there used to be, I'm not sure if it's still there, a special on it on Disney Plus.
There is, yep.
So if you want to see what the heck we're talking about, go ahead and check that out. But
it's super interesting.
We're ready for we're ready for Christmas.
We're here for it. We're here for it.
So Laurel and I are ready for Christmas.
I'm gonna get there. I'm just not going to be in the parks on day one. I'm just going to get there when I'm feeling more
ready. Days ago.
Exactly. Or even day five. You know what I mean.
And on that note, this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Every
bye, everybody.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.